The disciples are such a wonderful example of who we are. Despite all the wonderful enlightenments that Jesus gave them, beginning on that mountain of transfiguration, Peter said, "Lord, it's good for us to be here." On that day, he gave them a glimpse into his resurrection. And despite all these wonderful revelations that God extended to the disciples, when finally he died and was placed in that tomb, how do they approach that tomb? Well, they approached it with a petrified imagination. And now in Jesus' resurrection, he was giving to them a paschal imagination. And now for these next 40 days, all the events that we're going to encounter and reflect on are all about a new way of looking at the ministry of Jesus. Because even this night, on Easter night, how were the disciples gathered? They were gathered in this upper room. Doors were locked. They were literally filled with fear that maybe the Jews would come after them now and crucify them as well. So they lost all sense of a paschal imagination. And even Thomas, who got named after this as the Doubting Thomas. But isn't it interesting that in this moment in the upper room, that he discovers Jesus for the first time in the woundedness of Jesus. Thomas discovered who Jesus was through his wounds, in his hands, in his side, in his feet. It was this wounded Jesus is what struck Thomas. And so for all of us, as we go through this time in our life in the church, it's important that we too have a paschal imagination and not petrified. And right now, we're blessed with Pope Francis because he's picked up the ball, as it were, from John the 23rd. John was able to bring us to the Vatican II, but there's been nobody since then to bring it to the next level, to the next stage, the next point of development, the needed a paschal imagination. And that's what Francis is doing. He's given us a whole new way to look at the church today. When you look at what he's done with the Curia and many other elements, and he's not finished. He knows he's got a lot to do yet. And that's why we must pray for him. And so Ron Rollheiser in this book called The Infinite Horizon says, we must be able today to look at our lives, look at the church, our world, and be able to name where we've died. Claim where we've been born. Know what old bodies we need to let go of. What's holding us back? And in what way are we engaged in this paschal imagination? Or at times are we like the disciples and they went to the tomb looking for a dead Jesus? Looking for a dead Jesus. And that's why when Mary finally recognized him, he said, don't touch me. And because if I allow you to do this, you're going to think that everything is going to be just like it was before the crucifixion. And it's not. So go into Galilee and tell my brothers I have risen from the dead. And in a way, get prepared for looking at life in a whole different way. So let go of those things that are holding us back and recognize the new spirit that is being given to us today. And that's what it means to have a paschal imagination. We can look at the pattern of death in our own life and resurrection in Christ and then move to a place of positiveness. So we must let go of the past, live with the spirit that God is actually giving to us today. And so as we celebrate this second Sunday of Easter, may God continue to give each one of us a paschal imagination. And ask yourself, what are you frightened of today? In your own lives, what are we frightened about in the church? What is it that's holding us back? And may God give us the grace and the strength to be people of that paschal imagination, because paschal imagination gets rid of fear and fills us with hope.